Well, Marianne has started spring cleaning, and she's come across some things that you may not think about cleaning, but you definitely should, shouldn't you?
Yes, Bob, we all do this, you know. We look around our homes and we think, yeah, it's clean enough. I've seen you do this. Counters are wiped and the floor is decent. Nothing is visibly alarming. But the problem is you're not even thinking about the things that should be cleaned.
So what are we missing? What don't we think about?
Okay, I'm going to name a few, but first, this is the reason we miss them. And I have observed this for so long, and it's really mind-boggling how this happens. Our brains tune them out. We just stop seeing what's already there. And then some of the things we're missing are among the dirtiest.
Let's hear them.
All right, the first one is pretty, pretty gross. All right, your toothbrush. All right, the reason that's gross is because if your toothbrush is anywhere near your toilet, you might as well be brushing your teeth with the toilet water.
I'm hearing the sounds of people tossing their breakfast in the garbage right now.
When you flush, particles go into the air, and they don't just politely stay in the toilet. So to fix this problem, you need to close the lid before you flush. And then store your toothbrush in a drawer or a cabinet and let it dry completely, because moisture equals bacteria. Are you grossed out now?
Yes. But we talked about dental hygiene yesterday, and one of the tips was to change your toothbrush, get rid of it like every 3 months.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with every single day flushing your toilet near your toothbrush.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, the water bottle. Okay, that, I never think about it because it's always with me. Reusable water bottles can have more bacteria than a dog bowl because the water sits and the bacteria grows. So wash it daily with soap and water. Use a bottle brush and don't just rinse and go, because that's not cleaning it. That's what I'm famous for doing. I'm like, oh yeah, I rinsed it. But really, I think it needs to be in the dishwasher, you know, or use a scrub brush. Your couch armrests, and of course the remote. But this is where everything ends up. So you're cooking, you touch raw food, you go to the bathroom, then you sit on the couch and you grab the remote. Well, actually, in our case, you grab the remote. But it's possible that I could. And the couch arm is a hot spot. So you've got to wipe the couch arm rests regularly, sanitize the remote, and maybe wash your hands before you sit down. Maybe.
I'm slowly getting my appetite for breakfast back. Continue on, please.
Okay, your phone is obviously the dirtiest thing that you own. We take it everywhere, the kitchen, the bathroom, the gym, the car, and then we hold it up to our face. You need to wipe it daily with an alcohol wipe, especially after being out or after cooking. Yeah, I see that a lot of grease winds up on my phone when I'm cooking because the phone is near me or I'm looking at a recipe that's right on my phone. Another tip is that if you go to the gym, like I go to the gym every day, and sometimes it's just downstairs, you know, in our place, or I go to a gym. But I always use those alcohol wipes. And the first thing I do is, first of all, I'm listening to a workout on my AirPods. So I, wipe them with the alcohol wipe. And then also I do the phone. So it's really convenient to just have a box of those alcohol wipes handy. You'll use them.
Yeah, I bathe in Clearasil every day, as you know.
Clearasil has nothing to do with this. Do they still make that?
Actually, it's Tackle I use.
Tackle, I never even heard of that one. Okay, the next one is light switches and door handles, because you touch these constantly, and when's the last time you cleaned them? So a quick wipe down a couple of times a week takes 30 seconds, and it can make a big difference. And then I love this one. I never thought about this one. Your reusable grocery bags, like the ones that you take to, you know, the store that are made out of cloth. People never think about it. And you put raw meat and produce and everything else in there, and then it just sits in your trunk. Most people never wash them. So just throw them in the wash regularly, especially if you're using them to carry food. So, you know, the takeaway isn't that this isn't about becoming obsessive about it, but you know, I tend to be a little obsessive about things, but it's just about not being accidentally gross.
Hold on a second. I got to do something. I got to clean the, I'm cleaning the microphone here because you've made me think about all this. Let me just wipe this down. All right. Now we can go on.
That's an annoying sound.
So, what's on Savvy Planet?
What's on Savvy Planet? Well, you know, I don't know why I always think of spring as pesto season, but what I'm talking about is no ordinary pesto. This recipe is for kale and walnut pesto, and I kid you not, it is good on everything. Like, yeah, you can use it on pasta and broil fish with this pesto on top of it, and you won't believe it. You can use it with steak like a chimichurri sauce or on a sandwich, but it's also good to just keep a jar in the fridge and snack on it. You know, like one scoop. So yummy.
I know when you make it, it disappears fast. Marianne Savvy, Planet Newsletter is where she puts all her best stuff. The recipes that work, the things worth buying, and the little ideas that make life easier. It's free. Go to SavvyPlanet.com and sign up. Savvy-Planet.com. All right, Marianne, I have a lot of cleaning to do. You'll excuse me now.
Yes, you do have a lot of cleaning to do. Have a great one. Have a great weekend, everybody.